Thank you very much. Oh, Mr. Haley, there you are. I was looking in the audience.
Technical difficulty.
I was concerned. Mr. Haley.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. We're here today to talk about something that is really pretty exciting, probably a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and we're looking for your support on it. I will tell you that we've been working on this for about 3 years. We've been in negotiations with the Department of Transportation, the City of Oak Creek, various property owners, and Northwestern Mutual. The City of Oak Creek and Northwestern Mutual have representatives here today that can address any questions or concerns if we so desire. But if you will bear with me, this may take a little bit. We've got a lot of information to convey to you because this is a fairly complex deal, if you will. I'll try to walk you through this. As I said, we've been working on it for about 3 years. Back in February of 2007, we were here in front of this committee and directed to pursue negotiations on land swaps, in particular related to DOT's proposed work with expansion of the freeway, which I'll talk a little bit more about. Last year in October, we were also here and received authority to go ahead and execute the land swaps required with the Department of Transportation. And I will also share with you that as of last Tuesday, the Oak Creek City Council has also approved the resolution supporting their portion of the, if you will, deal between Milwaukee County and Oak Creek, those land swaps. So, as I said, we've been working on this for a while, and we believe we've got a large amount of support for this. If you will, I'm sorry, Julie, can you take me down a little bit here? Falk Park is... Even further, I need to get to the top half. Sorry. Everything you see in green, let me bump it up just a little. Everything you see in green is the current day Falk Park. We've got Interstate 94, which runs north-south through here. This is Rawson Avenue on the north, and just off the bottom of the screen here is Drexel Avenue. Everything you see in green is currently the parkland. It's known as Falk Park. What you're seeing overlaid in sort of this salmon color, and you see it extends beyond the park boundaries and to the south, are the delineated environmental corridors. The environmental corridors are a very significant piece, and I'm going to talk about that again in more detail. But wanted you to first get a feel for the park, its location, what you're seeing, and forgive the year photographs, but the darker areas on there and all of these are old growth, mature oak woodlands, wetland complexes. They're very unique and a very special area, if you would, and it's probably what led our forefathers to acquire these parklands and preserve them in the first place. There are some areas like this that are former agricultural fields on either side. Some of those in here we've been doing land management and encouraging the growth and expansion of the environmental corridor. But basically the park is a non-developed park on the very north edge, just on the south side of Rawson Avenue. We have a small park pavilion and a parking area so that people can rent the facility for events. More commonly, people use the parking lot to access a series of nature trails that meanders through this area. But there is no active recreation. There are no paved trails or anything. It really has been pretty much preserved in its condition as it was when we first acquired it. That acquisition, I'll tell you, it's about 217 acres right now, and the acquisition was basically done between 1974 and 1978. It was purchased in a whole lot of smaller pieces. One of the key components of what's in front of you today is that the county, at the time it was acquiring these lands, used LAWCON money, and I will explain what that means, for the acquisition. With the grant of that money came strings attached to it, which are sort of driving the whole process here at that point in time. So we've got a park. I'm going to talk briefly about LAWCON. It's an acronym or a shortened version. It's the Land and Conservation Program. It's a program of the federal government in which they allocate funds for the resource preservation. And basically, if you'll bear with me, I'm going to read you a little quote here because I probably couldn't say it any better. This is language from the actual LWCF Act that the federal government passed, and it says, "No property acquired or developed with assistance under this section without the approval of the secretary be converted to any other than public outdoor public recreational use. The secretary shall approve such conversion only if he finds it to be in accord with the then existing statewide outdoor recreational plan and only upon such conditions as he deems necessary to assure the substitution of other recreational properties of at least equal fair market value and of reasonably equivalent usefulness and location." And aside from the gender references there, it basically says the whole story. When we were given the money to acquire these lands, they came with strings. As a result of that program, we have placed deed restrictions on them that mirror the language I just read to you, which in essence says we must keep them and use them only for outdoor recreational uses. They cannot be sold. They cannot be used for other uses. So that said, there's a process, the language alluded to, whereby there is an exception to this. And whereas we are not allowed to sell the properties, if we make a compelling argument that we can secure different parcels of land that have a similar or greater functional value and fiscal value and located in much the same area, there is a process, which we'll refer to as a conversion, that allows the deed restrictions to be released from those properties and then placed in turn on replacement properties. Now, there's three very important steps that go into this. It can't just be done because we wanted to. The first step is, of course, here, getting policy direction from the county board to pursue this. What we would do is the next steps is to secure appraisals for each of the parcels that might be surrendered or acquired. Those are very detailed appraisals done to state and federal standards by only certified appraisals. Those appraisals must be commissioned by the county. We then submit them to the Department of Natural Resources, who is the local representative for the National Park Service here. They have their real estate experts review those appraisals, and if all is up to muster, then they are certified as being valid. Those appraisals then go up the ladder one step, if you would, to the National Park Service, who also certifies that those appraisals are good and valid. So in the end, before this is all consummated, we will have very accurate representations of what all the parcels involved are worth. We don't know that now. We have to initiate the process, working through the local DNR as the intermediary. We have had preliminary discussions with them to basically ask, does this make sense? Is this something you can support? And do you think we would have a chance of pursuing and succeeding in the conversions? The answer is a yes. Of course, subject to the process. So the point we're at now is to go out, get the appraisals, submit them to DNR, and run through that process that I just talked. So before any of this can be done, consummated, if you will, we have to go through this entire process, and everybody needs to say it's a good deal, the county, the state, the DNR, and the National Park Service. So there's a whole bunch of checks and balances in place, and we'll be seeing the results of that. Why we're here today is we want to take that step. We want to initiate the process, get going on the appraisals, and start to put a value on these properties so that we know if we can move ahead, if in fact that parity exists between the parcels we're discussing. To that end, I guess the question is, why do this? We already have a nice park, about 217 acres. There's some great natural resources on it. The previous map, I'm sorry. That's okay. Teamwork here. The previous map speaks to the environmental corridor, and I have provided you with some copied excerpts of a pamphlet that's been put out that explains what environmental corridors are. I suspect you have a good feel, but it's good reading. It speaks to their importance and significance. I will say that the concept of an environmental corridor has been put forth by some experts in the field and championed by Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission and is actually one of the major backbones of our existing park and open space plan. which basically is sort of, if you will, the Bible, or the policy direction we find in terms of where do we go with our parks in the future in terms of natural resources, land acquisition, preservation efforts. The significance is, and you'll see, again, forgive the graphics, but these areas that are all shaded, I guess I'll call it a pink now, and they continue on down south of Grant Park. We don't need to go there yet, Falk Park. But they are very important. I'm going to read to you just a few excerpts from the literature that I provided. But environmental corridors are areas in the landscape containing especially high-value natural, scenic, historic, scientific, and recreational features. Further, environmental corridors appear as long intertwining ribbons of natural vegetation and surface water when you view them from the air like this. You're seeing it masked by pink, but that's woodlands, wetlands, the high-quality things. They contain the best remaining woodlands, wetlands, wildlife habitat, undeveloped shorelands, floodlands, groundwater recharge and discharge areas, and steeply sloped lands in the region. Very important to us. For natural resources, environmental corridors represent the best of the best, the remaining areas that are warranting strong protection. Environmental corridors are, in effect, a composite of the best remaining elements of the natural resource base. Protection and proper management of the resources found within them helps prevent serious environmental problems. And finally, like beads or jewels on a necklace, the best resource features are strung together and actually become part of a larger functioning system. You've heard our park system referred to as the Emerald Necklace. A lot of that is a factor of the environmental corridors and the strong ethic that led our forefathers to acquire and protect these lands. They're significant. They're meaningful. Dr. Don Reed from SewerPAC is here. He can certainly shed more light. He's the expert. He and his crews are the people that actually go in the field, delineate, demark where these areas are. They do complete inventories of the animals and the plant life in them and evaluate them. And basically, we use it as a strong tool to point us in the right direction. I will share with you, I referenced our existing park and open space plan. It does show, and now, Julie, maybe we can jump to the bottom. In that plan, which was adopted in 1991, there is a map element that shows proposed acquisitions by Milwaukee County. So what they did is basically they looked at that Emerald Necklace, saw the gaps in it, and where else there was natural areas of significance, the environmental corridors, and they're actually marked for us to target for acquisition when the time and opportunity presents itself. We have exactly that situation here. This large pink area is commonly referred to as the Ashhanadel Woods, and that name comes from some of the original property owners in it. It is an extremely high-quality area. It's a Class 3 natural area, right up there with the best. Many have said this is probably the single best remaining natural resource site in southeastern Wisconsin that has not been protected. And it's probably sharing that role with the Seminary Woods, which we've talked about in other perspectives. But this is one that was targeted in our existing park and open space plan. As we move forward, we're nearly complete with our update, our revision that looks ahead to 2035 with our park and open space plan. It similarly shows these areas to be acquired, preserved, and protected. So it's a very important piece of land. And basically, to go back in with the story in time, 3 years ago, the Department of Transportation approached us because, as we're all probably aware, the North-South Freeway, I-94, is scheduled for significant reconstruction work. Part of that includes rebuilding the interchange that exists up at the north at Rawson Avenue. They will be reconstructing it to new standards whereby it gets narrower instead of these big wide diamonds. It actually gets squeezed in. Some of that grading work has already happened. And there is a decision has been made to create a new interchange. This is Drexel Avenue, and this is the North-South Freeway. There would be a four-way interchange constructed here. That's the item that was before you in October. Basically, the deal that we worked out is that I need it down a little bit, really. There is a small wedge of land right here. This north-south, there would be an off-ramp that comes through here and then a reciprocal on-ramp. The DOT needed a small triangular 2-acre approximate piece here, and the deal we worked out, a little more up, please. was this parcel in here, which this is the existing on-ramp, and the new on-ramp will fall within this triangle. So what we did basically is negotiated an exchange of lands southeast for northeast. Well, we surrendered about 2 acres, and we got over 6 acres here. It's contiguous, it's wooded, it has meaningful species habitat for us, and it helps us. Right here is our little park pavilion. So it's a nice addition and helps to create additional buffer lands between the freeway and the roadway. That's a done deal. What it did, though, was it opened the door to discussions, because as we worked through this with Department of Transportation, it's, well, what should we? This is what we agreed on ultimately, but we looked at many different parcels of how they could compensate us for that loss. Again, there's LAWCON funds involved, so we have to find a replacement. We couldn't just take a cash settlement. So what we did is we looked at a whole bunch of other parcels, and it led us to discussions with property owners to the south that had some of this environmental corridor, the Eshonadel Woods, and from there it sort of mushroomed, if you would, to involvement with the discussions with the city of Oak Creek and ultimately Northwestern Mutual, who has, I will say, has acquired the bulk of these lands between South 27th Street and Falk Park. They have their wonderful new facility in here, which is just off the page. And they're a big player in the future of this region and are very much concerned about how the land is utilized, developed, and preserved. So discussions happened. We talked many different alternatives. Ultimately, it got to the point where Northwestern Mutual was very receptive to helping us acquire those lands we had targeted. We provided them with a drawing that showed all of the parcels of land that we would be interested in as a parks department because they contained this environmental corridor. Well, long story short, they went out and contacted property owners in the area and have been very successful in securing contracts to purchase those lands if this works. A couple of things. We talked about Interstate 94 being improved and upgraded. The city, and now we can start sliding down, Julie. The city of Oak Creek has plans to reconstruct Drexel Avenue. South 27th Street has been improved and will be improved even more significantly. But given the fact that the interchange is coming in here, the city is going to reconstruct this segment between 27th Street and actually a little bit east of the freeway. One of the nice side benefits from that that we've been able to negotiate with them is there will be a construction and an extension of our Oak Leaf Trail constructed. We're back here, we come off road, and currently our trail is located on the road, Drexel Avenue, narrow width, high traffic, it's far from ideal. They have incorporated into their plans the creation of a bike trail across the freeway bridge and along the north side here out to 27th Street, which we consider a great improvement in addition to the Oak Leaf Trail. And now we just need to find a way to work from 27th West to 68th, and we'll have a much safer, more enjoyable experience there. Little sidebar. 27th Street is scheduled for significant redevelopment in the next 5, 10, 20 years. The city of Oak Creek is everything east side of 27th Street. The city of Franklin is the west side of 27th Street. They have done a lot of master planning to look at how this area can be developed into the future. I think probably one of the most significant comments I can make, besides the fact that it'll probably be a beautiful place to live, do business, they anticipate $2 billion worth of growth on this corridor, probably about $1 billion on each side in the future. That's a significant piece of tax base there. Now, that's the 27th Street corridor. The freeway interchanges here and down south at Elm Road were done to help feed that because of the anticipated development in this area. So some very significant things are happening around us. But we have a wonderful park. So a lot of talking, a lot of deal making. Maybe we'll show you where we're going, and I think that'll take us to the next. Well, let me just real quickly, if you can just go down. You see the extent of the pink? What we've targeted is everything that's shown inside this blue boundary. And we've tried to be realistic and not take anything more than we would need. You can see there are some little remnants of natural areas that we may not be able to acquire, particularly in here, which is already under development, testifying to the development pressures here. But we provided this map, which is consistent with our updated park and open space plan, saying These are the parts of the environmental corridor that we should own and protect. Notice we will not be getting them all. We've got some work ahead of us in the future. But these are the parcels that we basically have worked out this complex deal with to acquire just about everything and even more within this purple boundary at no cost to the county through a process of basically swapping land parcels, again, subject to approval by the county board, the Department of Natural Resources, and the Bureau of Land Management. Now, if we go to the next drawing, we can talk about some of the parcels and the specifics. That's a summary matrix of the different acreages. Okay, starting with Falk Park up here. And you'll see consistent is the green areas are those areas of parkland we would be retaining. There are additional parcels that we have identified that are shown in this lighter green with a hatch pattern, which are not part of this deal, but are primed for addition to the park. They've been identified, and we'll see what the future holds for us. We have high hopes of acquiring these parcels. There's a small piece here that Northwestern Mutual currently owns that is included in the deal. There's a nice little piece of corridor extension here, which in the future would serve to make a pedestrian connection to the park from the street, as well as preserve the natural resources in this area. There is still a residence in here, a large residence with a very nice piece of woodland here. Our plan again shows we should be acquiring this, and it would be an awesome addition to the park system. This area here also contains environmental corridor and would make sense to own. It is currently owned by Northwestern Mutual, and they are proposing to convey that to us potentially at some point in the future. All the way down, let's focus on what we're getting here for a minute. Everything that's in green, dark green or light green, are what we are proposing to acquire. So this area here is owned one large piece by a private developer who actually owns out to 27th Street. In discussions with the whole team here, it was decided those lands are best kept for future development. This is one of the nicest pieces of mature woodland and wetland in the area. It is one of the parcels that Northwestern Mutual would obtain for us. The next piece, this A here, is currently owned by the city of Oak Creek. It's the real, what you're not seeing underneath this is the drainage. All the surface drainage moves through here, through this piece, under the 20th Street, through here, and under the freeway. So this is, if you will, the intersection, the nexus of this environmental corridor. So NM would give us this. The city of Oak Creek would convey this parcel, and this parcel to us in exchange for the one here shown in blue, and we can go back and look at that a little bit later. This parcel, these in green, NM would acquire for us. So everything in the dark green are those that NM would acquire in exchange for the swaps. Again, you'll see a couple of additional parcels that we have targeted that we would like to obtain in the future. This one here is being acquired by the Department of Transportation, again, for that reciprocal freeway on-ramp there. They will need to acquire this whole parcel, but only require this upper triangle for right-of-way purposes. The thought is there's a means by which, once the freeway construction is done, that this parcel S could be declared surplus to the DOT's need and conveyed to us as an adjacent property owner and a governmental entity. So it means if we get this, which is part of the deal now, we stand a very good chance of picking this up in the near future once the freeway work is done. There's another parcel here, too, which could be available to us now as part of this deal. We're leaving it off the table because it's environmentally compromised right about where I'm pointing. We're not sure exactly what it is, but we're erring on the side of caution there. We will proceed with evaluating that and seeing just what it is and what it might take to mitigate it. You see, it's an important piece to own in terms of not only reconnecting the environmental corridor, but one of the goals we're trying to do is not just acquire land, but have land that people can utilize so that you can walk. There'll be a future signalized intersection here. Walk through the park here, get to these pieces, through here, back up, and we would have a loop. So it's not just acquisition. It's making this at some point accessible for outdoor passive recreation, bird watching, nature loving, those types of things. So this one we could have. We're going to hold on that. It's not part of the deal right now, We're just not comfortable moving ahead till we know more about the nature of the environmental. We will pursue that, though. So there's one other little piece in here. These are, would all be actual acquisitions we would own. There's a little slice through here where the city is purchasing a small piece of this land to accommodate the road reconstruction. They will accommodate us with a permanent easement along here, which helps to make that physical connection between these two parcels in the future. So that helps to make us whole. And again, I'm talking now much in the context of park users. There's this bigger underlying picture of preserving and growing the environmental corridor. So there's a lot of opportunity, whereas this is trees and wetlands, this is open field. These are areas in discussions with Don Reed and Brian Russert of our staff, our natural areas manager, we can grow the environmental corridor. The idea is to reconnect those links that have been severed. You know, unfortunately, streets were put in. Here, houses have been built. We can't undo that, but we can do what we can to protect these and then grow the corridor into a more sustainable feature. So now if we slide up a little bit, that's what we're proposing to acquire. In exchange for the parcels that the city of Oak Creek currently has, we would convey to them this piece. This area here is, and this is probably a good representation, these are old agricultural fields. This is currently owned by Northwestern. We've evaluated the natural resources in this area and decided that this little irregular parcel is not significant to the environmental corridors, so we're suggesting that we peel that off and allow NM to join that with their parcel, making a more developable piece. This is an agricultural field as well. That would, again, go to the city of Oak Creek in exchange for the significant holdings that they're giving us to the south. And this is another large former agricultural field. This is what we would be conveying to NM in exchange for their getting what we need. Am I sensing a question?
Please.
I'm comfortable if the chairman is.
It'll lend itself.
It's a lot. Clarity. It's a lot.
With respect to like the D&E parcel, it looks like it'll be landlocked. Is Oak Creek developed? Is there a subsequent transaction where they're going to be given access to?
Good catch. There's a piece of this I haven't gotten to yet, and that there is a proposal to, let me back up a step here. This will be a major intersection, a node, if you will, in the transportation network. There is another one right here where there's existing signals. This is the entrance to NM's South Campus, large, beautiful development, and there's signals here. There is a desire, and it's part of the master planning for the whole 27th Street corridor that suggests that a parkway be created which comes generally through here and connects to there. Now, I can, as long as we're on that, I'll talk about it a bit more because it's not real clear what's happening. But the proposal is at some point in the future, the City of Oak Creek and NM working together would like to introduce and construct this trail. Of course, it would be subject to our approval and alignment and issues. What we've done here is, you see where it's dark, that's trees. You see the lighter area, that's actually field. On advisement from the experts that I've dealt with, the idea was to protect an additional 100-foot buffer along those existing resources. So again, we've got that opportunity to grow this tree line out, and yet maintain continuity through the environmental corridor in here because this one is not on the table. So ultimately, the desire is to put a parkway drive through here that would service this site, but more importantly, service our park system. Because now people, right now you can't get into this except to park at the north end and basically walk through the park. This would provide access where you could either have small parking lots or parking along the side of the road so people could begin to utilize this space. And again, more significantly, we've got these opportunities to grow it. So that is how that parcel would be served. And as well as this one, this has frontage, but there are issues related to wetlands right along here. So this makes a lot of sense, again, for future development, for us as a parkway, and certainly is going to help to be a driver of this greater economic development around here. The vision is, and if I can conjure this one, much like our Menominee River Parkway in Wauwatosa, where you have parkland on one side and development on the other. Now, there are some issues with wetlands in here, so this site will not be, quote, built up. There is no plan for it now. Both this one and this, NM and the City of Oak Creek, are just willing to hold into the future till we have more definitive plans. But the issue is we have an opportunity now to act on the swaps, and that's what we'd like to pull the trigger on. And ultimately, the disposition, what becomes of these lands, will be determined and working with us. We would need ultimately to grant an easement through here to bring this section through. We believe that can be done in an environmentally sensitive way. And again, this dashed line is just sort of a conceptual idea to connect from here to there. It also gives us one other big benefit, is that not just the parkway, but we can also then extend a branch of the Oak Leaf Trail to follow that parkway and come out, which again provides good public access from 27th Street into the parkland. So we're preserving the resources and making it all far more accessible. I think that's the parcels. Generally, I'll give you a summary, and I've got a chart that details. We could provide this to you, but if you probably just follow me, it's probably easier to digest at this point in time. The deal as it's currently structured, and again, subject to approval of all three entities, what we're trying to do now is take the next step, is that the City of Oak Creek would give 33.4 acres to us. That's those parcels that we looked at south thereof. The county would in exchange give to Oak Creek 18.4 acres. That's almost a 2-to-1 ratio on land. So that's a significant improvement there. And again, it's the lands that we're looking for as a park system. Northwestern Mutual has the parcels that I outlined there, has acquired options on at least 78.4 acres. We, in exchange, would be conveying to them approximately 52 acres here, better than a 1.5-to-1 ratio. I think if you were to merge all these and do the math, it's about 1.8-to-1. And again, some of these lines may be massaged as we move through this process, pending the appraisals. If there is a disparity in the land values, we may need to move a boundary one way or another to pick up the acreage. Basically, what we end up with is our 217-acre park grows to 275 acres, an increase of about 58. More importantly, it's high-quality environmental corridor. It's not just raw land. And the deal as we currently have it envisioned requires no county monies. Basically, the resource we're bringing to the table is the lands we currently hold, and they are currently former agriculture fields that have open field cover on them. So a lot of information. I think I've gone through it all. I'm going to guess that you've got a few questions. I'm ready.
Supervisor Dmitrievich and Supervisor Santlippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was trying very hard to follow those maps, and I'm sorry, that's a simple question. The little pavilion, that's will remain with Milwaukee County?
Correct.
Okay. I know people enjoy renting that.
Oh, yeah, very nice facility.
There's a little area back there. My second question is I got a little confused there. The Ash Conadel Woodland.
Natural areas, everything south of Drexel.
That is what Oak Creek currently has the wheel.
Oak Creek and private property owners own it.
Okay.
So Oak Creek is willing to convey to us that which they own, and NM has approached all of the private property owners and has contracts to acquire that if the deal goes through for us, and that would be what they exchange.
And we'll be the owner of that reserve?
Yes, we would. In essence, everything that was inside that purple boundary, we're creating. We would be securing. That's why this is an incredible environmental success,
right?
Because we'll be securing 90-95% of that environmental corridor and providing the opportunity to grow it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was what really stood out about this proposal was, as you mentioned, I've heard from a couple people who sent me emails and whatnot, that's you know, I think you said it was number three most important is in Wisconsin.
Two or one, depending who you ask to, in southeastern Wisconsin. Seminary Woods and this are the two highest quality remaining natural areas around that are not protected. Mm-hmm. We have Franklin Park with the state natural area, a lot of nice stuff out there, but these are highest on our potential list of acquisition. This is a significant acquisition.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Sanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have, over the last couple of days, had extensive talks with Director Black and Mr. about this issue because, you know, I have a few concerns, and I'll just start laying them all off. First, I understand the importance of the Ashonadale woods in preserving it. I know that's to affect in their long-range plan, and I, you know, I agree that that's a good thing and should be done. But I don't know that it's incumbent upon Milwaukee County to have to do that. I mean, there should be other sources or entities available to do that. Especially when you take a look at the fact that the city of Oak Creek, which owns a portion of that land now, is already wanting to trade that to us in to get a piece of land that they can turn around and develop. And so the way this whole deal kind of looks is that we're giving up some very prime developable land. Now, I understand the LawCon procedures, and I appreciate all three of you for giving me a good education on that over the last couple of days. I understand that, but I can't help but think we're giving up a lot more in value than what we're getting. Once that exchange is built over at Drexel Avenue, that's going to change everything along that strip from the freeway to 27th Street. You have some extremely valuable pieces of land there. And it's interesting that everybody wants to give us land that really has a great deal of environmental value. In fact, it's probably priceless on environmental value. But it basically, from a development or a financial standpoint, it's invaluable because of the restrictions and the hurdles that anybody would want to, that anybody would have to jump through. Where a private person want to come and develop that land, I highly doubt that Oak Creek would let them do it, the DNR would let them do it. You know, so those areas are almost protected already. Now, granted, not officially protected, but I mean, I think we all know that it would be very extremely difficult to do that. So I'm not sure that we're getting enough in return for what we're giving up. And again, I want to point out I'm sensitive to the LawCon restrictions that the Parks Department has to work under, and that they're very tight. But I just think that we should be very careful here when we start. We don't want the county to end up looking like we got the short end of the stick. And quite frankly, when you see Oak Creek, I can't help but getting past this hurdle. Oak Creek is trying to get rid of property they own, the Ashonadale Woods, which they could very easily just keep and preserve. But they want us to take on the responsibility of doing that while they, in exchange, get developable land that they'll turn around and sell and profit and make some money on. And I have, you know, even though my seat, even though Jerry and I are seatmates in the boardroom, I'm still a capitalist, and I have no problems with profits, and I love to see the tax base grow, and that's the greatest thing for everybody for all sorts of reasons, but I don't want us to get the short end of the stick. And so I just want to make sure that we're protected in this whole deal. And you've mentioned a couple of times that a whole lot of people have to agree to this before it can be done, but actually the resolution that we have before us today, in fact, gives the Parks Department the authority to go through, negotiate, and execute everything. So this is the last time this will come to us. So, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to offer an amendment to the resolution because I want to make sure that we're getting the best value and the best deal for the Parks Department out of this and that we're truly getting its worth. So if we could take a look on line 89 of the resolution, I'd like to add the word "and" in between prepare and review, scratch the word approve on line 90. Okay, did I go too fast?
Yeah,
okay.
Back that up.
Put "and" in between prepare and review towards the end of the sentence. Scratch approve on line 90, scratch execute and record. And then at the end of the sentence, scratch to grant.
Execute and implement.
And then on 91, and implement these. And then replace that with negotiate. And then at the end, add report back to the committees on Parks, Energy, and Environment and long-range strategic planning for final approval. And that's actually one thing I forgot to make in my comments, is the Long-Range Strategic Planning Committee has been working on a plan, part of which is looking at all county properties. So I think no matter what we do, not only the Parks Department, but any department, they should be included so that they can take a look and weigh in on this as well. So basically, I'll read the way that I think this should be worded. Starting on line 89, Management Corporation Council and Register of Deeds to prepare and review all documents and perform all actions as required to negotiate land transfers related to easements and law con program procedures and requirements, and report back to the committees on park, energy, environment, and long-range strategic planning for final approval. Basically, what that'll do is allow the procedure to move forward as is, but before it can be executed, it should come back to us and long-range strategic planning so that we can just make sure that we're satisfied that this is the direction that we want. And, oh, I'm sorry, and then I'm also striking all of 94 and 95.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, driving the timeline at this point is the law con conversion process. We need to get the appraisals done, which takes several months probably, submit those for review and approvals, that process I described. I'd like to believe in a perfect world that that might happen in 6 months. I believe that the parcels that NM has secured options on would extend that. I think we're okay. I believe some of them are in excess of a year. So we don't know until we start the process and see how well it's received at the federal level. So I don't think that this is going to kill us to come back with the final deal. We just need to initiate the process and go.
Director
Chairman,
Black.
I just don't mean to interrupt, but I think that the Northwestern Mutual can talk about the options.
Would you like to come forward, sir?
Sure.
Identify yourself, please, for our listening audience.
My name is Kevin Kennedy. I'm with Northwestern Mutual. I can answer a few of your questions here. In going to these different property owners and homeowners, I'd worked with Kevin Haley, and he thought it would take at least around a year to get the walk-on things put together. So we agreed with the homeowners it might take longer, and it has to this point. So we have a year and a half in most of these agreements. However, the time has already started several months ago on some of these pieces. It takes time to assemble these, and the clock has been ticking for several months. And as recent as 2 weeks ago, we were signing pieces. So the clock is ticking on all of them moving forward, and ultimately we had a year and a half from when we started the process. I don't know the exact date, but sometime this late summer, probably August possibly, we started signing agreements with homeowners. Well, you make some very good points, and strategic planning and things like that are way beyond my purview of who should be involved in this decision. I do know that a couple things will start to happen, and we're ready to start those forward, which we, as Kevin mentioned, we have agreed to pay for the appraisals, that you hire your appraisal, whoever you want, and we'll pay for it. So in addition to doing all this legwork for several years of time and energy, we start to spend real money on this, and it's, we keep adding hurdles. I do start to worry about the timeline. That's my biggest fear. I think ultimately the plan that we've all worked on is a great plan. I think we can alleviate your concerns on appraisals and the timing and how these were identified. It was really the sewer pack process of how we identified those. We're not here to just swap lands. We went out to search this out based on these environmental corridors. We're a neighbor in the neighborhood. We want to have a great area for many generations to come. So we've got a good, I think we can alleviate concerns, but the time is ticking on us. We don't have an endless supply of time here, and also we start to spend real money on this.
Supervisor Dmitrievich.
A follow-up to that. In your appraisals, the ones that we're seeking, are you also appraising the Hanadel area?
Yes.
I mean, and you know, that's not just straight real estate. And I mean, what you said here is, you know, an appraisal of the value of that land, will that truly encompass the environmental value? And I think that's where I differ from my colleague is, you know, I don't see that as a burden on Milwaukee County or a responsibility. In fact, part of our park department is stewardship, and that would be quite a bonus and a beautiful thing to deliver to future generations than some flatland agricultural, you know, outdated for development. So to me, it's quite the opposite. It sounds like quite a benefit. And, you know, obviously we just do things a little bit differently. I thought, again, I see that as a gift, a bonus, something that we could deliver to future generations. I mean, that we could be part of the steward of that important land. And also on a technical question regarding the amendment, Mr. Chairman, is are you saying that the strategic planning has to, like, in some shape approve it? So that we approve by strategic planning and or the long range? And then also approved it at this committee? I just want to understand the technical part of that, or just have them, you know, look at it and evaluate it and then give that information to parks. That part of it, I just need to understand, Mr. Chairman. But I guess it's a question for the author, perhaps.
Right.
Will there be a vote of approval on the long term?
That's the way I envisioned it, is I wanted long-range strategic planning to take a look at it to see how it fits into... you know, my understanding, and Supervisor Jerzyk's here, she can speak to it, is that they're going to be doing an assessment of all county-owned property, and I think it's important for them to be able to weigh in on it. They would have to approve it, and we would have to approve it. You know, and if I can just add, I'm not disagreeing that that land shouldn't be preserved, but my point is, why is it Milwaukee County that has to do it? I mean, we have a park system that we're already struggling to take care of. And you know, this is like putting an addition on a house we already can't afford. And so I just want to make sure that we are getting fair compensation for what we're giving up, because while, you know, we're not in the position to be able to just sell this land and develop it ourselves today or tomorrow, somebody is going to benefit financially greatly from that, and we need to make sure that the return we do get for the county is equal enough so that we are amply rewarded, if not financially, but in other regards.
Mr. Chairman, if I can follow up and then I'll leave it there.
Sure.
Obviously, there's a clear disagreement, but I can't think of anyone better than Milwaukee County to be a steward of this land. That's what we do. We do it best. And I think it would be a wonderful thing to give to the taxpayers and the residents living here, again, for future generations, is this wonderful piece of land. And just because we're at a fiscal crossroads here doesn't mean that we would just let a beautiful asset like this just, you know, float by us. And then historically we've done that, and I am reminded of that every time I drive down in St. Francis and see those condos on Lake Drive where we could have purchased that land and completed our Emerald Necklace. And I don't want to be part of letting those opportunities pass by here. So, you know, I respect my colleague. We have a clear difference of opinion there. And my last thing is on those appraisals. Again, I'm not in real estate, but I don't know that just evaluating a piece of land always encompasses the future environmental corridor value. So I'm interested in that information, but that's a hard thing to totally quantify. And I am a little bit nervous about all the committees looking at it. I definitely support our strategic planning, but this has already been strategically planned when it's part of our accepted open spaces and parks acquisition plans. So it has been evaluated. I'm not saying that they can't look at it, but when there's a process here, and some of that has already been discussed. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Could we assume that the appraisals attempt to project market developable value of the land in question?
I can answer that, and it probably answer both of the other questions that were there, and maybe I didn't make it clear. all of the parcels, those we give and those we get, all need to be appraised. They will be appraised to the standards established by state and federal government. It's a long form. It's a detailed. It will look at these intangibles. And beyond just us looking at it and seeing those values, DNR and National Park Service real estate people will certify. They'll go back and they'll pour through those and make sure that they are comprehensive, and they are. Because if you remember the quote I read, it's all about assuring that what we're giving is less than what we're getting, that we're always achieving more either in acreage or recreational value. So they're going to certify to that. It goes beyond us. We will look at ultimately the money. They will be done, quality appraisals, and three different entities need to look at them and say this makes sense.
So we have a mechanism already to offer that assurance to us in regard to the relative values of the properties in question, which causes me to believe that the amendment here is another and unnecessary layer of duplication, a triple check on what's already being double checked.
You're right, Chairman. And what I can add is if it doesn't pass muster with those, the deal dies. They will just say, no, it doesn't work, or you need to reconfigure and change it. They're not going to allow the conversion to happen unless we meet their standards.
Supervisor Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the question of the amendment, I think the language that's proposed in the amendment is reasonable. In my experience on the board, both on this committee and on ECD, it's been common practice for us to have appraisal information prior to acting on and approving a land sale. And I don't see that this amendment would create an unnecessary burden to the process. This has been going on a very long time, and I think that this can be presented to the committee for approval. The information that we're being given today, you know, frankly, it's been a lengthy presentation, but I would have benefited from having the maps presented to us in advance and having an understanding, better understanding of what the relative transfer of property is, and so I think that this information that will come back to us in the appraisal will be informative and important to us as fiduciaries of the county and as stewards of the land to make sure that we are making an informed decision. And it does, based upon the information in the memo, the appraisals will provide not just information on fair market value in terms of its sale price, but also the language that's used here is its functional value. So there will be something taken into consideration regarding the recreational use of the property in the course of having that appraisal done. I think it's a key piece of information that, as a policymaker, I would want to have before making the decision, and I think that the amendment is entirely in order.
Mr. Kennedy, anything further?
No, sir.
We have a number of people who would like to be heard on this item, including, and perhaps we should hear from him first, Don Reed, Dr. Don Reed.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, supervisors. I'm Don Reed. I'm the chief biologist for the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission for the past 39 years. We have undertaken over the last several years, in addition to the environmental corridor work, work on developing a natural area planning and management plan for southeastern Wisconsin. That plan was originally prepared and adopted by the commission in 1997. It was sent to the counties, and the Milwaukee County Board, as I recall, adopted the original natural area and critical species habitat plan for southeastern Wisconsin, the Milwaukee County portion of it. In that plan, we identified the Esch Honeydell Woods as a natural area of what we call NA3 quality. We ranked the natural areas as NA1, NA2, or NA3, the NA1s being of the highest value statewide. These are of statewide quality. You do have a few of those type sites here in Milwaukee County. The next category was an NA2, a natural area of countywide or regional significance, and that area would include Falk Park Woods, was identified as an NA2. That area was already in existing public ownership, as you know. The next category was an NA3, or a natural history type area, natural areas of local significance that were really quite good quality sites, but for some reason relative to either disturbance or size or what have you, didn't make one of the higher qualities. And Eshonadel Woods was one of those sites that we sat on the fence on whether to make it an NA1 or an NA2. We wanted to go because of the quality of the woods. You have 129 species of plants in that woods. You have over 20, 22, 23 species of hardwoods in that woods. The ground layer quality is just absolutely superb. A little smaller, the natural area portion of it was a little bit smaller than the Falk Woods, and there was a little bit more invasive species in that woods, and that was kind of the clincher. And one of the things that that we thought was that Milwaukee County Parks is with their natural area management activities that they've done in their parks, many of them they've done just an absolutely superb job of up in the quality and maintaining the quality of the woods, good stewardship, if you will. The Eshonadel Woods, we thought, was a real good candidate for a rather modest amount of invasive species management could really drive up the quality of that woods to the NA2, clearly to the NA2 status. So you would have in close proximity two NA2 quality woodlots that would be of high quality in southeastern Wisconsin, not just Milwaukee County, but southeastern Wisconsin. These woods harbor a number of rare, unique, uncommon species in Milwaukee County. Falk Woods has an endangered plant species. We have a couple of species, three species of endangered birds that utilize not only Falk Woods, but also utilize portions of the Eshonadel Woods. The Eshonadel Woods has a little bit of a different plant community in some parts than does the Falk Woods, but nevertheless has a very, very high quality natural area condition. The commission is concerned that these woods, although they are in environmental corridors, the upland portions of those woods can be allocated to certain urban type related uses under the rule. The wetland portions, of course, would be somewhat restricted, but the upland portions would not. So these areas do harbor some risk if they are not acquired and appropriately managed. And portions of the Honeydale Woods is one of those sites. Fortunately, the developer of the portion of that woods has been fairly cautious about proceeding with any development efforts in there in anticipation that at some point those woods would be protected, and we're hoping that that happens. But clearly, from a natural areas point of view, and as some of you know, we are amending that natural areas plan now. The amended natural area plan does make the same recommendation for the Eshonadel Woods.
Thank you. Questions of Dr. Reed? Apparently not. Thank you very much.
That's thank you, sir.
John Lunds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee members. My name is John Lunds. I'm the president of Preserve Our Parks, a park support group. I just want to mention a few comments. Well, we are not at this time opposed to anything that's going on here, but we do like the idea of being a little cautious about pushing this through too quickly. Kevin mentioned the lock-on process. There's another process that we need to put in place, and that's getting adequate notice to the public and getting the public's input. One of the goals of Preserve Our Parks is to keep open communications with our supporters, who number approximately 2,500 on our communications list. And to date, you know, we have really not had any opportunity to get any information out to them about this or sound them out. We understand the cautious nature of negotiations on real estate and all that, so we're not looking to make this a big splash or to get it out, but still in all, the general public needs to be aware of any decisions that are made with their parkland. It's not your parkland. It's not the Parks Department's parkland. It's the community's parkland. And as stewards of that land, you're doing a great job. I've got to commend you from the Parks Administration to the board. You're doing all you can to keep the funding up. But what I really am asking you to do is to consider the process that we go through and to make sure, as Kevin said, that everybody is on board with this. And the only way we can really assure that is by making this known to everybody as soon as possible in the process. If it's been in the mill for 3 years, I think it's about time to bring the public into it. So thank you, and I would ask you to give serious consideration to the amendment as Supervisor Sanfilippo suggested, and not do anything too quickly until the public's had a chance to weigh in on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Doug Seymour. Mr. Seymour, you're with the City of Oak Creek.
I am, thank you. Thank you, and good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors, Director. Really, when we started talking with your department and the private landowners
City.
With respect to what's happening in the Fall Park area and Drexel Avenue area, the city obviously was very concerned on several levels. And in meeting with our mayor, our council, and ultimately the decision that they took in supporting this transfer, their interest can really be boiled down in a couple of things, and it's threefold. First and foremost is to protect and preserve the resource. Milwaukee County obviously is a great steward of natural resources and the environment, and Oak Creek sees its responsibility to support that mission as well. Second was to sustain and create great neighborhoods, and I think that you can see and envision how the extension of Falk Park to the south by preserving those resources would also create a great neighborhood not only south along 20th Street, which I don't know if you can highlight, that's the roadway down there, but also within this new potentially developable area, which has been shown in our comprehensive plan as an area for mixed use, an urban village, if you will. It creates a great value. Parkland obviously creates a great value to the residents who would be moving into those areas. And maybe, Supervisor Sanfilippo, to allay some of your concerns regarding the fact that Oak Creek might take this area D and blue as you see it on your map and to flip that for future development. The intent always has been, from the city's perspective, to make that site available as an elementary school site to our school district. I don't know that there are deed restrictions in place for that, but throughout this entire conversation, the intent has always been, as part of creating that great neighborhood that we were talking about, great neighborhoods of great schools, great neighborhoods of great parks, and that, I can tell you, is the intent for the city's use of that property that would be involved in the transfer. Again, we're providing properties for 1.8 to 1 to make that happen. Third, we've always been interested in entering into innovative partnerships to provide value to not only Oak Creek residents, but Milwaukee County residents, because we are part of Milwaukee County, obviously, to really grow the tax base and provide opportunities for jobs. We feel that this provides, obviously, a great opportunity to do that and really meshes very well with some of the other goals in terms of preserving those environmental corridors and providing a great neighborhood. So the City Council was in agreement with that and, in fact, did unanimously approve moving forward and reviewing this transaction. So I'd be happy to answer any questions on behalf of the City of Oak Creek that you might have.
Questions by committee, Supervisor Sanfilippo?
Why doesn't the city just keep parcels A, B, and C and dedicate those to a nature preserve then?
Well, that's very possible, but I think that as a city and as a county, you no doubt are aware of financial pressures that are being applied and fiscal pressures that are being applied. I think it would be very easy to see that as a resource. The city is in control of that area, which is part of the natural resource area, obviously. But there are no deed restrictions which say that it has to be preserved. I think it would be very tempting, and I for one would not support it, very tempting for future councils seeing fiscal needs to make portions, not necessarily all that area, available for development, but just to nibble away at the edges. And I think that you've seen the results of the impact on the resource of nibbling away at those edges. So I think that you're right. Certainly the city could take the step of saying that we would be preserved, but I think that Milwaukee County certainly has the experience that in managing the large tracts of environmental land that the city necessarily doesn't have. And it really, if I may, removes that temptation to kind of nibble at the edges.
And you mentioned possibly a school on parcel D, which is 18 acres. That's pretty big for a school. But do you have any plans to do that right now? Are there definite plans to do that?
No, there are no definite plans to do that. We have been in early discussions with our school district, who has been involved in some of these discussions, and they have supported the idea. There will be a need in the future for an elementary school on the western part of the city, northwest part of the city. And as the urban village, so to speak, develops in that area, they see that as an opportunity to provide that facility in an area that is really you're building within a park, in essence, and providing those resources and those environmental resources to those students. At the same time, you're providing a great value to the neighborhood who now would have a neighborhood school. And no, they have not officially endorsed this. The superintendent has been part of these talks, and she has expressed her support moving forward with this.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Other questions by committee? Oh, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know that you said that the plans for the school haven't been officially or publicly discussed or endorsed, but is it fair to say, I thought I had heard, that the Oak Creek Common Council unanimously adopted this or supported this? And that was in early January?
That was a week ago.
Oh, okay. If I'm up to date on my Oak Creek news. Thank you.
Any further questions? There are none. For the record, I note the presence of Catherine Young from Northwestern Mutual, attorneys John Kennedy and Brian Randall representing Northwestern Mutual. They have not asked to speak. Supervisor Lipscomb? Oh, he does swear.
Yes,
Mr. Finnerty, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and supervisors. It's always a pleasure to be in front of this committee. Maybe what I want to do, I wanted to really just address my comments to a number of the things that Supervisor Sanfilippo said, and I can't say I disagree with them. But I want to go back a little bit on the history. Back in 1937, I guess there was a conclave somewhere in the county, and it was decided that the county would take all responsibility for the parks. They had the greenhouses, they had the equipment, they already owned parks, and the city of Milwaukee conveyed its entire park system, except for a chunk of land at the lakefront, which they later they conveyed, I think, in the 1960s, with the understanding that there would be a uniform management of the parks. The tax burden would be spread evenly, and many of the suburbs transferred their land to the parks. Now, the problem is, I agree with you, they can't afford it, the city can't afford it, and that's the same way it is really all over the country. And, you know, there's a lot of ideas. I've sat in groups where they said, what about corporate sponsorships? That used to be a big thing, but you notice that's disappearing too, because some of the big corporate sponsors that will normally write you a check all of a sudden are being besieged by everybody else. If you read the paper several weeks ago, there's several of the large foundations are actually just shutting down because they're not making it. I mean, they're making 1 or 2% on their deposits. So until the market comes back, you know, we're all in the same boat on this thing. And I can only hope that going ahead with something like this is helpful, because there is a substantial modicum of assistance that Northwestern Mutual provides to this. And as this was developing and going north, they bumped into the Northwestern Mutual land, and Mr. Haley and Ms. Black, in their persuasive way, said, why don't you guys throw some money into this thing? It was very, very subtle. And we sat down and we started working with them, and it seemed like really a good idea. But everybody said enough about that. But what I the question I have, Mr. Chairman, and it's probably for Supervisor Sanfilippo, I know where he's coming from. The question I have is that, well, I know a little bit about county government, but what is the long-range strategic planning committee? Is that a county entity?
Well, we have the chairman of the committee here. I would think that she would be best to answer that question.
Who is that?
If you don't mind, Supervisor Jurczyk.
Oh.
Thank you. And actually, I was going to ask to speak just briefly regarding Supervisor Sanfilippo's amendment. Long-range strategic planning is not meant to be a long-standing committee. And I don't know how long this process is going to take. I support getting the appraisals. Certainly, I think the appraisals are necessary to properly evaluate the proposals you have before you. I can tell you what we are talking about now in long-range strategic planning is to get a facilities strategic plan. And the vision for that is to really get an outside consultant, and in a way, County Exec Walker kind of jumped the gun on that in the last budget. He put in $150,000, which actually I sponsored an amendment to take it out because we weren't ready. But the vision would be to get a long-range strategic plan for facilities to evaluate what our facilities are, where we have excess facilities, where we have leases, where we're landlords, where we're tenants, etc. And there is no strategic plan right now with regard to facilities planning. We also have no centralized planning for our facilities. So you have a courthouse facilities manager, you have a behavioral health facilities manager, you have the parks department, and there's been discussion back and forth about whether parks should join the facilities plan or not. I can say most recently the discussion has suggested that, yes, we should do the whole piece. Hopefully we would come forward with a resolution that will set up a development of a strategic plan for facilities with an outside consultant coming in to do that. Now, we are just now finishing the inventory piece. Department of Public Works is completing the inventory, which has been in process for quite a few years. And then using that inventory to do a strategic plan to develop from the county's point of view where we should get rid of excess property, sell off property, and also consolidate property. For example, we had the Department of Aging over in the Royce Building with over $700,000 in rents. That was actually then brought into the courthouse. All of that was discussed in strategic planning. The county exec kind of took some of those pieces and went with it in the last budget, which I suppose is fine. But it would be nice to have the whole game plan. The only concern I have with Supervisor Sanfilippo's amendment is if we get this strategic plan completed and presented to the board, the strategic planning committee is not meant to be a standing committee. And you could have a situation where there's no longer a strategic planning committee still left to look at that. Hopefully, the other piece is to develop a director for facilities who would then carry forward this strategic plan and have a department that's there to address that. And by the way, I would suggest that the next resolution on sustainability should also be under that department, because this is all regarding using facilities, getting the best and most economical development out of our facilities. But that would be a concern I have. I certainly think we should get the appraisals. And the one thing that wasn't discussed at all, and there's going to be some meetings taking place next month in South Milwaukee, is this whole area is part of the Oak Creek watershed, I believe. Am I correct on that? And the Oak Creek watershed is already becoming overburdened, and we certainly need to have environmental corridors as development takes place in areas like Oak Creek. And I don't think we have been sensitive enough to that. I haven't heard anything about how MMSD has been involved with this process. Certainly SewerPAC is being talked to. But we are right now losing hundreds of feet in Grand Park because of tremendous erosion that is taking place. We've lost parts of the Seven Bridges because of that erosion. You've lost bridges in the Oak Creek Parkway. We've had 3 years straight now of tremendous flooding through the Oak Creek watershed that is actually taking land from both South Milwaukee and our park system along the lakefront. So all of this is a bigger picture issue to me in terms of looking at the watershed. But if anything, we need to make sure some of those lots like C and D don't get taken out of the watershed in terms of giving you that environmental corridor. That is a huge problem, and I think something that probably needs to be addressed as we're going to look at development in Oak Creek. And just a final piece for you is we have Bender Park in Oak Creek, which with huge amounts of acreage that are not being planned or developed for anything. So those are some of the concerns I would add to what's been discussed.
Supervisor Demetri.
I guess what I would like from the record, Mr. Chairman, and it goes right with the Supervisor Jurisic's comments. Mr. Haley or Ms. Black, for the record, confirm that this is part of our parks open space plan. I mean, didn't I hear correctly that we have always planned on our list that we wanted to obtain this environmental corridor, or at least the Hunnidale Esch lands?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, that is it is a fact. The existing plan shows this area, the entire environmental corridor for preservation. Our lookout to 2035 actually increased the area because as we looked around, there were these marginal properties with the ability to grow. So our recommendation actually includes all these parcels.
So, Mr. Chairman, I won't be supporting this amendment. I mean, it's very clear to me that it seems redundant when it's already part of our strategic plan for parks to now go back to strategic planning and ask them to further. I mean, we have so many other things that are on that great committee's agenda, so I will be supporting that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Other comments by committee?
I don't know if Mr. Finnerty was on.
Mr. Finnerty?
You're right. I now know what the long-range strategic planning committee is, or will be soon, and knowing the energy that the Supervisor Jurczyk brings to this board, it will get done. So one of the things we can do during the course of putting all of this together, and this is not going to happen overnight, I suspect this may parallel the time it's going to take for her to set the committee up. We'd be happy to provide a briefing to them if they want one and kind of keep them in the loop, as we would be keeping the Parks Department in the loop. So the problem I had with that, Supervisor Sanfilippo, is we have to get approval. We're going to come back, and I fully understand that. And when I've worked on these things in the past, there's an authorization to negotiate. Then it comes back to the board for final approval. So I don't have any problem with that. And the only thing was, I'm not exactly sure why we would get, and I'm more so I'm unsure knowing what the Strategic Planning Committee does. It's an appendage of the board, set up by the board as a very, very specific working group. And I would prefer not to have to go and make two presentations and get two approvals. I think the board is the board, and the Parks Department own that land, and I think their approval really is enough and protects the public interest to a great degree. The other thing is the supervisor Jerzyk's job is going to be taking an inventory of what you have. One of those started when Bill Drew was the head of the Department of Administration, and he commented to me as a joke one day. He said, "You know, we don't know how many chairs we own." A consultant said, "We have to count all our chairs." Well, it was interesting. They own more chairs than they would ever need, so the county sold a whole chunk of them to different nursing homes and things like that. So she's dealing with the hardware and the bricks and mortar, as opposed to we're dealing with dirt, with wetlands, with streams, with heavily forested parcels, and things like that. And I think that that is adequately protected, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Supervisor Sanfilippo, by bringing it back to the board as you suggested. And some of the language you had there was very close to what I had written down. And the only thing I would suggest, and it's not appropriate for me to tell you how to run your committee, because you don't tell me how to do my business, except to get out occasionally. I would like to leave 94 and 95 in, so this is consistent. And I would read something like, "It is further resolved that the file then be returned to the county board for final review and approval. And upon approval, the county executive and the county clerk will be authorized to execute the deeds, easements, and other required documents." That gives us a degree of comfort having 94 and 95 back in.
Supervisor Sample?
Well, I'm willing to consider Mr. Finnerty's friendly amendment to drop the long-range strategic planning, and Supervisor Jerzyk brought up this process may take longer than her committee is actually at hand. However, my concern, and maybe Ms. Esch can answer it, if we take away the authority to execute a contract in the prior lines, but then we put it back in 94-95, we're being redundant. So I think we have to leave it out in both areas.
Well, in the prior section, In the prior section, you dealt with taking the power away from the parks directors, DPW, risk management, corporation council, and things like that. The county executive and the county clerk weren't mentioned. So that's why I thought you would want that to be consistent. So that's why I suggested we put in 94 and 95 and mention the county executive and the county clerk. That's not inconsistent with what you're doing, but I think it provides a little degree of comfort for us and just a little clearer what the last step in the process is.
Okay, so in other words, then I guess you're saying it's got to come back to the committee and then the board. But when it comes back to the committee, at that point, wouldn't we be giving the county executive and corp council the authority to go ahead and sign the deal? I think it's a procedural issue that, yep, you know, we can't leave it in there right now just as a matter of procedure. But once it comes back to us and we give it the final approval, at that point, you know, we're not going to approve it and then not give them the authority to execute the contract. You know, right?
I hear you.
Yeah.
So the... Mr. Finnerty, have you concluded your remarks? I want to move on to the amendment.
I would feel more comfortable with 94 and 95 in there, because really this is very thorough. It's covered everybody, and you have taken the paragraph before that and you've modified it to accomplish what you want to do, and I'm comfortable with that, and I just think it's logical to mention the county executive and the county clerk. If there's an approval, they go ahead and do it.
Supervisor Rice?
Thank you. I think it's a semantics issue, and I think you had some helpful language that amended line 94. I thought it was something along the lines of being further resolved, comma, upon final approval by the Board of Supervisors, comma, and then continuing with the balance of that.
Correct.
Yeah.
That works, too.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Okay, if you're going to throw that... I didn't hear that part. If you're going to throw that in, that's fine.
Can we arrive at a final conclusion as to the language of the amendment? Would you like to read that, Supervisor?
Okay. The entire thing, or just the last two lines?
Does he have to withdraw the first one, or what was he going
to have? Friendly amendment.
Oh, yeah. So you're coming. Okay.
We're all friends. We're all friends here.
We don't have a motion yet on the amendment, so we're going to have a reading of the suggested amended language.
Okay. Do you want me to go right from the start? Okay. So from 89, we would have management, corporation, council, and register of deeds to prepare and review all documents and perform all actions as required to negotiate land transfers, related easements, and LawCon program procedures and requirements, and report back to the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment for final approval. 94, be it further resolved that, and then insert, upon approval by the Board of Supervisors, the county executive and county clerk are authorized to execute the deeds, easements, and any other required documents.
Need as can be.
Consensus is a wonderful thing.
Yeah. I'll second your motion. But
it
would only
nobody
be...
Nobody else is stepping up, yeah, so yeah. I need a friendly amendment. Thank
it's
you.
Only an honorary second.
That amendment is before us. Do we have a motion? Motion to approve by Supervisor Sanfilippo. Is there any further discussion? We are on item 3, after all. Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Ryan?
Aye.
Liska?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 nos.
And now on the item as amended. Any further questions? We have a motion to approve by Supervisor Rice. If there are now no further questions, please call the roll.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Ryan?
Aye.
Liska? Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 nos. That item is approved.
Thank you all for your active and detailed participation.
Thank you for the time.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. We appreciate all the work that the Parks Committee have done. Oh, I sell him double caffeinated coffee.
Supervisor Rice.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, just as a housekeeping item, if there are additional details on matters, especially as complex as this, such as the maps that were presented, if those could be included with our packets ahead of time for the meeting, I think that would be very helpful. Allow us to prepare.
We can provide those maps as part of the board.
We go on.
Well.
Thank you.
Anyone need a break?
No, I just took one.
Okay, the idea is keep it rolling. Item number 4, please.